I've got guys that feel free about coming in. I keep a sign on the door that I recognize concealed carry. I have no problems with them coming in carrying a gun.
Brenda Keltner, also known as Brenda the Barber, operated the Willard Barber Shop from 2005 until her recent retirement. Closing time, Saturday, March 3rd. Brenda Keltner is married with children and grandchildren and is a beekeeper whose colonies make a clear, sweet honey. Brenda Keltner is also an unabashed advocate for the Second Amendment and the right to carry concealed firearms.
Everybody in this town knows that I carry, and I don't think it has offended anybody.
How short are you wanting this?
Two on the sides and about half of what it is on top, please.
I really was concerned about being without some kind of protection. So when I had the opportunity, I met with Matt Canovey. He was a customer. He came in here. We got to talking. We decided to barter some shaves and haircuts for some gun training. And I feel pretty confident. I pray I never have to use a gun. But I also know that if I'm in a position, I don't think I'll hesitate. The training is key to it, I think. So now my focus can be identifying the target and protecting myself to the best of my ability, not what if the gun jams? Have I got it loaded right? What are the laws on this? I know what the laws are. I know what my rights are. If you take concealed carry classes, you know what that law is, and you sign off on it, and you know what is legal and what is not. There's no question.
The reality of it is the CCW permits and the CCW classes, that's really just the honest people being honest.
That's Corporal James Craigmile of the Greene County Sheriff's Office, where he's worked since 2004. Craigmile currently serves as a canine instructor and is the department's public relations coordinator. I asked Corporal Craigmile for comment on the Missouri law, which now allows qualified citizens to carry concealed firearms without class instruction or training and without a permit.
Well, you know, they really essentially did away with the concealed carry law. Back in, I think it was October 2016, it went into effect January 1 of 2017. But now, as long as you don't have a felony, you can possess legally a firearm and have it concealed upon your person. So there is no more having to go to a 40-hour class and then turn around and get your CCW permit through the county that you live in.
Nonetheless, concealed carry classes and training are beneficial, says Corporal James Craigmile.
And it's beneficial for many reasons because, one, it's going to teach you when you can and cannot use your weapon. You got to know when you can and can't pull your gun on somebody. There's so many scenarios out there that you could go through. There's thousands of what-ifs. It's going to teach you castle doctrine. It's going to teach you, if you're a female, how to carry it in your purse. If you're a male, how to carry it on your person, and whether it's inside the waistband or outside the waistband. They're going to teach you how to load it. They're going to teach you how to shoot it, how to maintain it, and how to properly secure it in your home or in your vehicle whenever you're driving around. You have your people out there who are going to carry no matter what, no matter if they had the CCW course or if they have a CCW permit or not. And that now is their constitutional right. They have the right to bear arms. Now they have the right to carry concealed. But we still want to hammer at home that people need to go to this CCW class, if not for anything else other than to know the laws and know how to protect yourself and what you can and can't do with a weapon.
Corporal James Craigmile says another reason for obtaining or renewing a concealed carry permit in Missouri is limiting the potential liability of carrying a concealed firearm across state lines.
We have a new website, www.greencountymo.gov/sheriff. And if a person will go on there and look, they'll see the concealed carry reciprocity state on there, which provides the recognition, basically, is what you're saying, of concealed weapon permits from every state that issues them. They differ from state to state, and they can have different definitions and restrictions. The five-year CCW permit with reciprocity is valid in 37 states, but there are 13 states that do not recognize Missouri's CCW permit.
Meanwhile, Brenda the Barber Keltner, in her retirement, is now Brenda the Beekeeper, but she doesn't plan to let her guard down even one little bit.
I have honeybees, I have calves, and yes, I pack on my property. I do. We are so privileged to live in a country where we can protect ourselves, and I plan to stay protected.
The Sense of Community series on firearms in the Ozarks continues through Friday on KSMU-FM and KSMU.org. I'm Mike Smith.